Ozfest. Heads of State. Friday, April 25th, 7:30 p.m. at the Monroe Civic Center Arena. With your host performing live.
MC Lights on the microphone.
Delta Fest 2014. Don't miss it.
The City of Monroe is a proud sponsor of KAYT, 88.1 Alexandria, 92.5 Shreveport, and 98.9 Monroe.
State Farm, this is Jessica.
Hey, Jessica. Jerry Newman with a policy question.
Jerry, how are you doing?
Fine. I just got a little fender bender.
Oh, Jerry, I'm so sorry.
I would love to help, but remember you dropped us last month.
Yeah, you know, it's funny. It only took 15 minutes to sign up with that new auto insurance company, but it's taken a lot longer to hear back.
Is your car up a pole again?
I miss you, Jessica.
Jerry, are you crying?
No, I bit my tongue.
Get to a better state. State Farm.
Your on-point Good Neighbor State Farm agent in Alexandria is Rosa Fields, 318-487-1881 or 4304 South MacArthur Drive. Your on-point Good Neighbor State Farm agent in Avoyelles Parish is Kyle Wolf, 318-346-6695 or 1109 Shirley Road in Bunkie.
I'm worried about Tim.
What's wrong?
He's out of work, we don't have health insurance, and he needs to go to the doctor, but it costs too much.
Christus Cabrini Hospital opened the Incarnate Word Community Clinic just across the street from the hospital.
Really?
Yeah, it has a primary care and a specialty clinic, too. Mary went and got great care. She doesn't have insurance either.
I'm calling right now.
Incarnate Word Community Clinic on Masonic Drive. Uninsured patients and those covered by Medicaid or Medicare welcome. Call 448-6800 for an appointment.
Cabrini Hospital is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
They built our country, fought wars to defend our freedom. They've been called our greatest generation. Now in this land of plenty they helped to create, many senior citizens in America go hungry. Sometimes they must choose between medicine, rent, or food. It's a choice they shouldn't have to make. The Food Bank of Central Louisiana's Adopt a Senior program serves more than 2,200 seniors. You can sponsor a senior for only $150 per year. Call the Food Bank or visit fbsinlaw.org. Together we can end hunger.
On Sunday mornings, you can experience the transformational power of God's Word as Jerusalem Missionary Baptist Church serves God and the community. Become one with God and God's Word at Jerusalem Missionary Baptist Church, located at 736 Ducote Lane in Cottonport, Louisiana, under the leadership of Reverend Chris Augustine Sr. Jerusalem Missionary Baptist Church, where services are held every Sunday morning.
Minimally invasive image-guided specialist MIGS treat varicose veins that affect one out of two people age 50 and older, and nearly 25% of all adults. Varicose veins are uncomfortable and unattractive. Symptoms include nighttime leg pain, skin discoloration, skin wounds, and irritation. These symptoms are most common in women ages 30 to 70, and treatments usually consist of a painful surgical procedure called vein stripping. MIGS patients can now take advantage of a new minimally invasive procedure that usually takes 30 to 45 minutes. Because it's minimally invasive and requires no large incisions, patients can usually be back at work the following day. For more information, contact MIGS at 445-9700. MIGS is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Let's face it, life is busy, and sometimes we don't always have the time to think through all the important decisions, like health insurance. Vantage Health Plan encourages you to check what matters most. We know that our families matter, our jobs matter, but also our health matters. So when it comes to the most important things in life, don't let them go unchecked. For your health insurance, check what matters most. Vantage Health Plan. Visit us online today at vantagehealthplan.com.
Vantage Health Plan is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
The City of Alexandria is partnering with GATA and dozens of local arts organizations and coming back strong with the event that everyone in town and out of town was talking about last year. This is the second annual Alec River Fest, and you just gotta love it. Admission is free, so bring the whole family. It all starts Thursday evening, May 8th on 3rd Street with dinner on the bricks. Listen to some live jazz while sampling a variety of Senlaw's finest foods. Then on Friday at 4, Art Walk takes over our downtown streets for two full days with artists, vendors, and performers showcasing their talent. The party moves over the levee to the amphitheater Friday night with live music starting at 7. All day Saturday, you'll see the 4th annual Louisiana Dragon Boat Races on the river, while downtown keeps rocking with a full lineup of festivities, culminating with another awesome concert starting at 8:45. Get set for the Fed, May 8th, 9th, and 10th downtown. Visit Facebook.com/AlecRiverFed for more.
The Alexandria River Fed, another proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
You're listening to On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas,
the bigger show, and
the official OPT Network. Our goal is to encourage, uplift, and enlighten you, one conversation at a time.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome. I'm Carlette Christmas. That's David Christmas. And if you're listening, you're on point. This is
the official
OPT Network. And our website, of course, is www.onpointcxmas.com. Go to our website, click on and listen live. It doesn't matter what part of the country you're in on this, D.C., Good Friday.
Good Friday.
April 18th. Well, it's official. The kids are out of school. A lot of people are off today enjoying what will be a long weekend. I'm going to tell you what, travel this morning was really, really easy. No school buses to speak of, no school zones flashing, and no kids standing at bus stops. But here's the kicker. Once they get past sleeping late, and you know how it is when you can sleep late as a kid, you really can't sleep late. So kids are going to be up and about. They're going to be all over the place. People are shopping. People are in malls, you know, getting their Easter frocks, getting those Easter baskets, getting all of the things that we equate with Easter. And so as this is happening, we want you to be mindful. Be mindful about kids all throughout the day and during spring break. So you know what? You, like us, have the liberty to take your time this morning. Really take your time and really not have to worry about all of the the things that come along with dropping kids off, getting breakfast in the morning, all of those things. So I don't know about you, but I had a feeling this morning of, whew, all we have to worry about this morning is ourselves. A lot of people, as I said, a lot of federal offices are closed today. Banks are closed today. So if you didn't do your banking on yesterday or earlier in the week, you'll have to wait until next week. A lot of people traveling in to our cities around central Louisiana and surrounding areas. So we always encourage you that when people are traveling in, a lot of times people hadn't been home in a long time. Lots of things change. And what we know about our city is that the traffic is growing and growing and growing. And people seem to be a lot less tolerant. So honoring Easter and Christ, make sure that as you are traveling in, know that a lot of people are coming into the city. Be engaging. Show our friends and our family that Southern hospitality that I know that we all have. And we want to remind you about the South Traffic Circle. Remember, it's called a roundabout. People that are traveling through, a lot of people are not really all that greatly familiar with it. And even all of the years that many of us have used it, it's still sort of a mystery. A lot of people don't want to yield. A lot of people are trying to get in. So you know what? Just yield to somebody today. You know, during our meditation time this morning, there was just a great thought, and I wanted to share it with you guys this morning that, you know, sometimes we are put in places for others. And when we don't allow ourselves to be used, we're really cheating God in the universe. And, you know, as happy as we are about Easter and as happy as we are about spring, sometimes we get so caught up, DC, in our own self that we just forget to stop and be good to others. And so as you're moving about your day, stop and be good to somebody. Somebody might just need a little bit of encouragement, just a word. And you know what? We never know how those words will affect the next person. And sometimes, you know, we can be so busy and we can have our badges on and we can say, you know what? I just don't have time. Well, this morning, it really gave me a revelatory feeling about stopping what I'm doing and understanding when somebody is in need of just a word. And, you know, we say we want to be used. We say, God, whatever it is that you say. But then we have our busy badges on, especially right now. Do you see everybody's, they're in the stores. They're in Walmart. DC told me he unplugged my teacup warmer because he is really, really warm. Now, I drink tea all the time. But back to what I was saying, even when it's warm. So, you know, people are filling the stores. If you look around, everybody is trying to get ready. And in our getting ready, we forget that there are people out there in the world that could be hurting. And so as we were meditating this morning, it really just gave me pause to really slow down. And that is a concept that many of us really, we say it, we know that we need to do it, but we just absolutely don't want to slow down. And so this morning, we had the opportunity to just slow down, breathe deep, and just feel the energy, feel the happiness, feel the warmth of spring coming in. Although the sun is not shining this morning, it feels really great. And I'm going to tell you what, we're excited about the weekend. I know that you probably are as well. A lot of people are cooking up great feasts, having lots of company. Some even are still dyeing Easter eggs. You know, our family kind of never got into the dyeing of Easter eggs. I was just kind of not that kind of mom that did the whole Easter egg thing. Early on, I did. But, you know, you have to have a certain creativity, a certain personality for that. And I just never had that. So luckily, young Deuce Christmas didn't really care because he didn't like boiled eggs necessarily anyway. But you know what? Easter egg hunts, people out and about. It is going to be an incredible weekend. We hope that your Good Friday is off to a great start. And for those people that don't have the day off, we want to say to you a warm good morning and welcome. We're here right with you. It's going to be a great weekend. It's going to be a great Easter holiday, and we're looking forward to it. Chris Roy Jr., the Roy Law Office, has many decades of experience in representing people of Central Louisiana with competence and professionalism. Don't forget, minimally invasive image-guided specialist, also known as MIGS. They're making patients better, faster. It's their top priority. And for more information, you can phone 318-445-9700. Hixon Automotive Group, they're in Alexandria, Leesville, and Monroe. For more information, their website, www.hixonhasit.com. Don't forget, you can get to a better state with your State Farm agent, Rosa Fields, serving Alexandria and surrounding areas. For all of the best information in home, auto, and life insurance, the number to phone, 318-487-1881. Don't forget, Vantage Health Plan's goal is to make their members well and to keep them that way through quality preventive care. Vantage is making healthcare work, and they are giving back to your community in so many ways. The number for Vantage, 318-361-0900 or 888-823-1910. Well, not only is it Good Friday, it's Real Women, Real Talk Friday. We're going to get a break here, but we're going to tell you who's on point and what we're talking about. Stay with us, everybody. We're back right after this.
You're listening to On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas,
the bigger show, and
the official OPT Network. Our goal is to encourage, uplift, and enlighten you, one conversation at a time.
The City of Alexandria is partnering with GATA and dozens of local arts organizations and coming back strong with the event that everyone in town and out of town was talking about last year. This is the second annual Alec River Fest, and you just gotta love it. Admission is free, so bring the whole family. It all starts Thursday evening, May 8th on 3rd Street with dinner on the bricks. Listen to some live jazz while sampling a variety of Senla's finest foods. Then on Friday at 4, Art Walk takes over our downtown streets for two full days with artists, vendors, and performers showcasing their talent. The party moves over the levee to the amphitheater Friday night with live music starting at 7. All day Saturday, you'll see the 4th annual Louisiana Dragon Boat Races on the river while downtown keeps rocking with a full lineup of festivities, culminating with another awesome concert starting at 8:45. Get set for the Fest, May 8th, 9th, and 10th downtown. Visit Facebook.com/AlecRiverFet for more.
The Alexandria Riverfet, another proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
HixonHasIt.com. HixonHasIt.com. Click on to shop hundreds of new and smart buy pre-owned vehicles. HixonHasIt.com has Toyotas, BMWs, Mazdas, Fords, Lincolns, plus every make and model to choose. Click on HixonHasIt.com 24/7, 365 days a year. New and smart buy specials updated daily. HixonHasIt.com. Everything you want. Hixon has it.
Hixon Automotive Group is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
It's different from the start at the Credit Union with a heart. The heart of Louisiana Federal Credit Union.
Heart of Louisiana Credit Union has the best Visa card in town. Check this out. An APR as low as 7.9%, and it's now earning reward points. That's right. Get the best Visa card in town today at Heart of Louisiana Credit Union at heartcu.org or 473-4562.
The Credit Union with a heart.
Federally insured by the NCUA.
Amerigroup has a new look. We have a new logo, new colors, and our focus on real solutions in healthcare is now loud and clear. Solutions that help people with challenges get the care they need. The very young. Solutions that help people with disabilities live more independently. In other words, our look may have changed, but our heart is still in the same place. Amerigroup, real solutions in healthcare.
For more information about Amerigroup Real Health Solutions, 1-855-229-6848 or www.myamerigroup.com/LA.
Amerigroup, another proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Creating opportunities and leveling the playing field for all citizens are critical to ensuring Alexander's social and economic sustainability. The City of Alexander's Diversity in Action Program was created to assist small, emerging, and minority and women-owned businesses by providing the resources and the network they need to become competitive and successful. Diversity in Action works with MPE, WBE businesses, coordinating businesses with startup, coaching, and entrepreneurial assistance such as capacity building, providing access to capital, and more. If you are an MPE, WBE business, Diversity in Action can assist your business through the Close the Gap Mentoring Program, designed to bridge the gap between potential failure and success, and the Small Emerging Businesses Program. Diversity in Action is a free service working with businesses removing obstacles to success for anyone who is willing to work hard and diligently. Get started today. 318-449-5107. That's 318-449-5107. Or go to www.diversityinaction.org.
Diversity in Action is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Of Oils Parish invites you to vacation close to home. Come learn in our museums, enjoy annual festival fun, recreate at our golf courses, and choose from fine dining or casual home cooking. Your hotel room or bed and breakfast experience is waiting for your reservation. Of Oils Commission of Tourism invites you to stay and play in Of Oils Parish. For more information on Of Oils, call 800-833-4195 or www.traveloforoils.com or plan your Louisiana travels at louisianatravel.com.
Of Oils Tourism Commission is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network with Carlette Christmas.
Bacon Clubhouse rules. If someone asks you if McDonald's new Bacon Clubhouse sandwich is greater than LeBron James, you say yes.
What?
LeBron? How'd you get here?
Magic. Now what's so great about it?
You can get 100% pure beef or crispier grilled premium chicken.
Uh-huh.
The new artisan roll.
Uh-huh.
Thick cut applewood smoked bacon and Big Mac special sauce.
And that's all greater than me?
Well,
I'm playing, man. I know it's great.
Nothing rules like the new Bacon Clubhouse. There's something for everyone to love at McDonald's. I participate in McDonald's.
McDonald's of Central Louisiana is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Listening to On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas,
the Bigger Show, and
the official OPT Network. Our goal is to encourage, uplift, and enlighten you one conversation at a time.
Celebrate just one day out of life.
Oh, yeah, it's the weekend. It's Good Friday, but most importantly, it's Real Women, Real Talk right here on the official OPT Network. It's more important for these next few moments that you're going to spend with us this morning. It's 7:56 local time, 8:56 Eastern time. And this morning we're joined by some of our regular contributors that have been away from us, but we are so happy to have them back. Miss Lamia Peterson, welcome back to the OPT Network.
Thank you.
The newlywed, the new...
Filtered.
Miss Lamia Peterson. We're also joined by Miss Lisa. I get them tied together. Lisa Campo, rejoining the OPT. She's been so busy with her busy badge. And so I'm having to prime the pump this morning, and they fired up this morning. Well, what's going on with y'all this morning?
You go, girl. Go ahead.
Wow. Let's see. Transitioning in life.
Making the ship. Well, this is what I want to start with this morning, and it's for a lot of people. You know, we've been talking about it and talking about the way that we love to celebrate women and people who are stepping out of the boat, who are stepping out of a place of comfort, out of a place of knowing, and stepping into the next thing. And both of you ladies really have been transitioning for some time, and we've kind of broached it, but we've not really, really talked about it. But a lot of people, especially as we move into the spring of our lives, are saying, you know what, I'm ready for the shift. And you guys really have been there for a while. And Lisa, for you, you really have a lot of insight, a lot of challenge, a lot of now coming victory in the switch, in the shift. Talk about when you knew you were going to have to transition.
Well, you know, I there's so many different things that I can say were little breadcrumbs or thoughts that went through my mind. And, you know, I remember thinking to myself, if I can do all this work to promote others, because, I mean, let's face it, I am a PR person and marketing is what I do. Mm-hmm. And if I can do this so well for anybody else's company, why can I not do that, not only for myself as a human being, but as for my own company? And so I remember being in a bad place in my career, whether it be just knowing that gut feeling, knowing this is not the right company for me. This is not the people I should be surrounding myself with. This is not the product God intended for me to put into our community. It just was, I felt like I was running my engine with no oil. It was gridlock. And I tried so hard because the primary responsibility at that point was to be a breadwinner and provide financially for my family and be supportive for my husband, be the team. Mm-hmm. No matter what cost it put my soul, my mind through, I was going to go to work and I was going to get that paycheck and pay for my kids' groceries and whatever else came on the table. And I sacrificed every ounce of my own happiness, exposing it to all of the wrong things God ever intended me to be around. To grasp hold and keep that paycheck coming in. It was just barely enough to make ends meet, but by God, those ends just did barely meet every single time. And I was living more on relying on myself than relying on the Lord. And, you know, I remember thinking these different things. You know, you could do this for yourself. No, stay the course. Don't you get off that line. Mm-hmm. You got to march right to this beat. You'll die without marching to this beat. You will fail. You will fall off the face of the earth. You'll explode into 1,000 pieces. You will be gone.
So you teetered with, if I'm doing this for these companies and I've had the success that I've had and I'm generating all of these dollars for them, I bet I could do it for myself.
What could I do for myself? And so, you know, it's the weirdest things. It's just like the finger of God in so many different situations. I had been looking on the internet through different, you know, company search finds and stuff, and looking for that next step in life. And I have a very old Yorkie. He never barks. And one night about 3:00 in the morning, he barked. He woke me up. My husband was out of town. I got up, couldn't go back to sleep. I got back on the internet. And when I got on the internet that night, I saw a post. about American National Insurance wanting to bring an agency to this community. I called them, and it was an immediate fit with just so many different ways. It felt very divine the way it just fell into my path. And you know, one of the things that Father Charlie said a couple of weeks or month or so ago now at Mass is how we have got to constantly be willing to embrace the change of every day that comes. To really live with the Lord, you've got to be ready to move with his change for you. And people are always saying, oh, well, I just can't stand change. Okay, those are people who are not willing to live with the Lord, because change is constantly going to come. You're getting older every day. You're getting some of us smarter, some of us dumber, some of us more narrow-minded, some of us open our minds. And, you know, I just saw the blessing that I could grasp hold to. And the most important thing always to me was that at the end of my day, and I don't mean at 5 o'clock, I mean at the end of my journey, I want to know that I changed people's lives. I don't know why it's important to me, but it is. I want to know that I had an impact to improve people's day. I want to know that I did something. I left a mark in someone's life that improved and pushed them in the right direction.
So let me rewind you just a little bit. So you find American National, which is the company that you are now involved in, that is supporting you, and that you are an agent for this company, which is really essentially your own business.
It is my business.
And so when you look back to that morning at 3 a.m., which, by the way, God says that's the fourth watch. I think it's from 3 to 6 a.m. in the morning where God really speaks to you. When did you decide that you were going to have the faith or the chutzpah or the moxie to not try and find another job or stay where you were, but you were going to step out of what you knew, the paycheck that was helping to make those ends meet, no matter what it was, how little or how not enough? Do you remember the moment that you said, you know what, I don't know if I'm going to fail or I don't know if I'm going to succeed, but what I know is that I'm going to try? Do you remember that moment?
I do. And, you know, Craig and I had so many communications about this. And the one thing he just kept saying over and over again is, everything's going to be okay. You're going to do this. So many people have been encouraging me for over a decade. We've got so many friends in the insurance business, in the industry, and they were like, Lisa, it is you. It is your personality. This is you. You need to do this. And so it just seemed right. And the one thing that really kept my feet to the fire is I had a spouse. I have a husband that kept saying, we're going to make it through this. You're awesome. You're amazing. Who cares? Don't look at the bottom line. Quit looking at the money. It'll all come together. He has never let us fail. He has never let us fall behind. He will continue to see us through this. He did not bring us into this and to leave us behind and not see us through it. And, you know, it's made us stronger. And look, there were times, I mean, I made this leap right at the time of holiday season. And, you know, financially, we have just been through the ringer. But I just wake up every day and I know I can't change yesterday. I can't do a whole lot to have this huge impact on an instant change of tomorrow, but I know what I do today. I'm laying seeds every day, every moment there are seeds. And in anything that's worth fighting for or worth having, you know, you're going to plant those seeds. And guys, nothing is instant. I mean, it takes growth for everything. And there are so many times I will meet with a client, and it's three ways. They're either totally non-interested, they're either interested and they jump on board right away, or they say, you know, now's not the right time, but get with me after the holidays. And you know what? When you plant that seed and you nurture it and you leave it alone just enough to let it grow, God will reward you with your diligence. And the phrase free falling has never been true. Just to free fall into the hands of the Lord and say, you know what? I'm going to stop resisting you so hard. I surrendered so hard. And I told my husband this week, going to see a family member in the hospital, I told him, I've always been a Christian. I've always been a woman of faith. I knew he was my savior always, but never until the last almost two years now has my soul been set just so afire. And I love that. But then at the same time, it scares me, because I ask God all the time, just what are you preparing me to lose? What are you making me so strong for? And I just really...
Why does it have to be loss?
I don't know. I think that the Lord prepares us to endure all the things he puts in front of us. And so the selfish scared me, look at my husband and children and pray, God, don't be preparing me for something with them. Is that insane to say that? But
well, I mean, I think it's just the way that you feel. But you know what? When we can look at the cup, however we want to look at it, why don't we look at it as half full and God is preparing me for even greater heights? Yeah. And I think that that's where we miss it at. Well, sometimes things go so well. Sometimes things go so well that we get afraid. Right. And when you feel that, you know that that's not God. So why not turn it around and say, God, I know that our star is rising even higher and higher. I want to switch to you, Lamia, because you too are one of those incredible women. And you guys know how we feel about you here on the OPT Network. And you know that we are so absolutely proud of you. We encourage you. And we support your businesses and what you guys are doing. And Lamia, you have left a job that, by any accounts, people would say, why did you leave your good job to start Solo Productions LLC? Talk about it.
Well, you know, and I got to say, hey, banking is good for anyone. I was in it 17 years.
You know? Wow.
Yes, 17 years. And my life is changing. My children changed me. For each obstacle that I had to overcome in my life, I got a blessing out of it. And what happens is I got blessed for the better. You know, I changed my life when my son was born. That was a change for the better. My daughter, that was a change for the better.
Mm-hmm.
So she's at that age now, teenagers,
right,
where working in my setting 7 days a week.
7 days a week.
7 days a week. Our bank was open 7 days a week. That was not productive to my health.
Right.
And it wasn't productive for my child. I mm-hmm. needed to be active. If you have a teenage daughter or a teenage son, these are the most important times where they think they don't need you,
yep,
but they really need you the most.
And so, Lamia, after 17 years and the grind,
mm-hmm.
at what point do you start to say, I can't do this any longer because not only is it affecting my health, but my teenager is being affected by it as well, and what can I do?
At one point, I just said, God, take the wheel. I cannot. Wow. I was having anxiety and depression and stress. It was just one thing after the other, and it was hitting me. And you know what? When you call on him
mm-hmm.
and you have that faith and favor, y'all went through these transitions with me on the
mm-hmm.
show,
mm-hmm.
that it was just like, what can I do? Show me how to fix it. What do I need to do? And so as I became more and more sick, and I said, this is the time. If I don't make a change and step out on faith.
But not just sick, physically sick.
Physically ill. I mean, y'all walked through it
right.
with me, and the listeners walked through it with me. I went ahead, and the Lord was like, you're going to step out on faith, or you're not.
Absolutely. Let's do this. Let's get a break here. And when we come back, we're going to pick up these incredible stories. And you know, we talk about celebrating life and celebrating women. And I guarantee you, I feel it in my spirit that every story that we tell is going to give life to your story. So this is an on-point talk, real women conversation for you. The Heart of Louisiana Credit Union, dedicated to excellence. Credit Union with a heart. Amerigroup Real Solutions, providing real solutions for those who need a little help. Remember, Amerigroup is giving back to your community. It's open enrollment. 800 is the number, 454-3730. Also, the Avoyelles Commission of Tourism. Remember, it's a great place to stay and play. Get your hotel room. Get involved in the activities. Go to their Facebook page at the Avoyelles Commission Tourism. Or 800-833-4195. Also, McDonald's of Central Louisiana. I'm loving it. Stay on point, everybody. We're going to get a break here. It's 11 minutes after 8 local time, 11 minutes after 9 Eastern time. We're back after this.
You're listening to On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas,
The Bigger Show, and
the official OPT Network. Our goal is to encourage, uplift, and enlighten you, one conversation at a time.
Tanya Williams, owner and operator of Tanya's Professional Tax Service, and I listen to On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas.
Let's face it, life is busy, and sometimes we don't always have the time to think through all the important decisions, like health insurance. Vantage Health Plan encourages you to check what matters most. We know that our families matter, our jobs matter, but also our health matters. So when it comes to the most important things in life, don't let them go unchecked. For your health insurance, check what matters most. Vantage Health Plan. Visit us online today at VantageHealthPlan.com.
Vantage Health Plan is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Are you purchasing or building your first home? Refinancing, investing at Magnolia State Mortgage, meeting specific needs with the right products and services is our commitment. Whether you're looking for flexibility, stability, easy qualification, or competitive interest rates, the ladies of Magnolia State Mortgage will guide you through the process that will make home ownership a reality. From the first-time home buyer to the seasoned pro, Magnolia State Mortgage is committed to making the entire process as easy and stress-free as possible. For more information on how to get your new home financed, the number to phone is 318-561-8020.
Magnolia State Mortgage, watch what we can do. Magnolia State Mortgage,
you got somebody working for you.
I am today's car buyer. I'm internet educated, double talk liberated. My credit is not suspect. My trade-in's not a reject. I don't need to negotiate, tolerate, or even hesitate. My goals are clear. I know what I want and what I want to pay. I refuse to be sidestepped, sidelined, or sideswiped by hidden charges and unexpected fees. I am today's car buyer, and I only deal with Walker. It's never been truer. When other dealers won't, Walker will.
Walker Automotive Group, another proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Be Unique Hair Salon specializes in your total hair care needs, caring for the scalp and teaching every client how to maintain a head filled with healthy hair. At Be Unique Hair Salon, our stylists recognize each client's uniqueness and individuality that demonstrates your own personal swag. If you're looking for unique hair and unique hair experiences, Be Unique Hair Salon is located at 1771 Elliott Street, Suite B in Alexandria, Louisiana. Phone for an appointment Tuesday through Saturday, 318-442-7204. Be Unique Hair Salon, another proud sponsor for On Point Talk.
Are you someone who needs to see a doctor, but you don't have medical insurance or Medicaid? If so, then we have help for you. The HP Long Urgent Care Clinic treats uninsured patients with minor injuries and illnesses. The clinic is conveniently located on Upper Third, next door to Rapids Regional and directly across from Health South. For more information, 769-LONG. That's 769-5664. HP Long Urgent Care Clinic, a service of Rapids Regional Medical Center.
Rapids Regional Hospital is a proud underwriting sponsor of the OFA.
official OPT network.
Y'all, I love, love, love that song. You know what? It's Good Friday. It's Real Women, Real Talk Friday. And you're on point. The official OPT Network. The what show?
The bigger show.
With a what sound?
The bigger sound.
I love it. We're joined this morning on Real Women, Real Talk by our regular contributors, Miss Lamia Peterson, Miss Lisa Campo, and we're talking about their businesses. Lisa is the agent and owner of American National Insurance. Lamia is the new owner of Solo Productions, LLC. And I'm going to tell you what, it's off the chain. And right now we're sort of chronicling their story. But before we get back to Lamia's story, there was such a powerful word that went forth during the break, and we want to share it with you. Because I said to Lisa, we need to rewind about fear. And let me tell you something. Things in life can start to go so, so well. And DC and I used to have this saying. This is before. This is, I think, when we knew about God but didn't really know God. We would say this. We would say, things are going so good, I'm scared. And when you allow those words to roll off of your mouth, the devil is obligated to oblige you. You put that out there in the atmosphere. And let me tell you, for all of the people who are emptying the nest, for all of the people that are going through their shift, I want to tell you that you have got to get into your head, the cacophony of voices, those voices that are constantly telling you how you're going to do this, and what if this happens, and what if your child goes off to school, and some of those catastrophic, terrible things that happen in the world happen to your child. Well, what we have to do is we have to cast our cares onto God, first of all. We have to renew our minds. You have to do that every single morning. You have to renew your mind. So when those voices, Lisa, jump up in your head, first of all, it is about control. Cecily's not going to be in the house anymore. She is going to be on her own. And that remnants of control that you have is gone, because now she's free to make her own choices. But what we have to know is that we trust the source that's greater and higher than ourselves.
You said how, you know, it's not just the empty nesting moms. You know, I've got so many different girlfriends, and I want to give a shout out to my Tree Tree. She's listening this morning. She sent me a little text.
Now, who is that?
Tree Tree.
Tree Tree. Mm-hmm. Good morning, and welcome to the OPT. Real
she loves to listen. And surrounding ourselves. First of all, there's two parts to this statement I want to make. First of all, surrounding yourself with the people that are good for your soul mm-hmm. is so important in any part of your journey. If you surround yourself with corrupt, mm-hmm. you're going to fall apart. They will see you fall apart. They will toast and cheer and dance around you as you crack and crumble. But to surround yourself with true, real people mm-hmm. is so crucial. And then we talk about the voices in our heads.
Mm-hmm.
We fight these voices, whether it's our child moving away and
absolutely.
Us losing control, or we're walking into a room and eyes turn on us and we all go, oh, God, what are they thinking? Is this the wrong outfit? Is there something between my teeth? What about my hair? Did I lose enough weight? Mm-hmm. Am I tall enough? Am I short enough? Oh, it's the wrong shoes. Y'all, we eat ourselves up. And there are family members and there are associates that thrust, whether it be good positive energy on us or negative energy on us. And we really have to learn how to filter
all of
the
that.
Personalities and the thoughts that we allow to consume our souls and fill us with fear.
Mm-hmm. But you know what? It is not until, and I have said this before, and somebody out there needs to write this down if you're not driving.
If you're not driving,
you need to write this down, because this is a word for each and every person. You will never, ever conquer what you refuse to confront.
That's right.
Whether it's fear, whether it's doubt, whether it's unbelief, whether it's uncertainty, whether it's, Lamia, you moving from a career that you knew you were getting paid, well, it was taking care of you, it was taking care of your family. If you would have allowed that fear to encapsulate you like a straitjacket,
mm-hmm.
you would never know what's on the other side. But you said what to that fear? Hell no.
That's right. I was using my filter. I wasn't going to say that. I didn't know if I could say
girl.
That. David, didn't, you know, he done put me in probation a little times for what I
time
say.
Out. We put you in a timeout box.
Right.
But, you know,
time
I want to talk about that straitjacket she just said. You and I, thank God, at different seasons, because
yes.
we could have probably killed someone together. We'd have been
right.
the dynamic
right.
duo if it had hit at the same time. But at different seasons, you and I both found ourselves standing in that straitjacket. And Carlette, you all just took me by the shoulder, shook and slapped me around, said, girl, let go.
Mm-hmm.
And then God blessed me with the strength and the ability. You were almost a complete stranger to me that day. You
That's
came
right.
to my house for coffee, and I said, uh-uh.
Mm-mm.
I'm gonna give this gift on to you. Someone mm-hmm. gave it to me, and I'm fixing to give it to you. You looked at me like a deer in the headlights, wide-eyed, and cried. And, I mean, I just took a hold of her. And, I mean, I really didn't put my hands on her and shake her, and neither did Carlette, for those of you who are listening.
But we metaphorically
mm-hmm. took another woman in need and said, I will be your strength. I will be your friend. I will talk to your soul. You know, it's a risk you take.
Mm-hmm.
And it's true. And, you know, with all of that, like, it since it was passed down, from Carlette and passed to you, and thank God it was passed to me. You know, I have my sister on the other hand, my sister, Stephanie.
Stephanie, good morning and wake up. This is a word, sister, for you.
Wake up. You know, she's always been the one that says, Lamia, you know what, whether I'm doing right or wrong, she's going to let me know.
Mm-hmm.
You know, she has no filter to me. Right now is the time that I just want her to know that, make sure she knows deep in her soul, God is in control, not man.
Mm-hmm. Or her.
Mm-hmm. Just God. And once God is in control of something, she has no worries.
That's right.
Not one worry. Just know that. Know that she is going to be blessed, whatever the situation
mm-hmm.
is. No, on the other side is some sunshine.
Mm-hmm.
And plus, you know, I'm going to be a a great Amy.
And let me tell you something.
I'm excited.
This is
that.
What I'm Don't learning tell. About life.
Jasmine.
And I was saying to Lakia, our sister in the ATL, when she was on, I think it was maybe a week ago, things are going so quickly, but I said to her, when we start to expose ourselves to the truth of who we are and what we need to change about ourselves, it's like a child touching a hot stove. And we tell the child, don't touch the hot stove.
Mm-hmm.
And if the child is wise, the child will touch the stove, realize it's hot, and it'll back away. And the truth is pretty much the same way. You can tell some of your truth, but you can be on the periphery or on the outside of the truth. But on the inside of truth, it's hot. See, the word, and people have always told us, is it the truth that makes us free or sets us free, whatever translation. But before you can get free, before you can get really, really free, mm-hmm. you got to go into the fire. And the fire is hot.
It's very, it very hot.
It's hard.
And it's hard. That's the thing. Once you put your mind to doing something, and once you say, okay, you know what, I am not going to allow this to have an effect on my life mm-hmm. anymore. You know, all the things that I went through.
And you know what those are called? Those are called strongholds.
Yes. And I have quite a bit of them. I haven't broken all of them.
I do too.
You know, but I had so many of them to the point that, like I said, I was sick. So mm-hmm. I had to stop and say, you know what? He's in control.
Mm-hmm.
I need to depend on him more because I wasn't depending on him like I should. I was saying I was, but I really wasn't.
But you was lying.
I was lying.
What we do.
Yeah,
I was lying. It sounds good to say it because what you're supposed to say, but you really lying.
We were raised to our response to be, how you doing?
Oh, God, it's good.
Oh, I'm fine.
I'm fine.
Blessed and highly favored of the Lord.
Oh, yes, all of that. No.
Yeah.
And I
He's a hot bucket of mess. Mm-hmm.
Yes. Yeah. You know, I was.
And so, Lamia, at some point, you find yourself in that and you start. No,
yeah, I'm saying blessed. I don't know if I was favored.
You left that part out.
I left that part. I was blessed. I was thinking about favored, but.
But you know, you came out of that, mm-hmm. and there was a moment of clarity where you said, "I'm leaving what I have known for my whole pretty much adult life, the profession that I've known and become mm-hmm. really great at." And what happens in that moment?
And you know, in that moment, I smile.
You smiled.
I smiled. I was like, you know what? And Stephanie, she dived straight in with me with anything. At one point in time, she was like, Lamia, are you going to do it? I'm like, yes, I'm going to do it. And when I had a previous business where I owned a FedEx before, she was like, I didn't think you were going to do that. I'm like, if I tell you I'm going to do it mm-hmm. and I feel strongly about it, I'm going to do it. So that went really well.
Mm-hmm.
And so now I said, okay, you know what? God has told me I need to be home with my children. I need to have my own.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I can't sacrifice my family.
And your health.
And my health anymore. So I dove in. Stephanie dove in with me.
Wow.
So she is like head first. And, you know, and believe me, when I say I would not have solo productions. My family would not have solo productions without God being over it. I want him to be an umbrella, which he is.
Mm-hmm.
And we're just over there and he's blocking the rain because he has
blocking
put
the rain.
So
like
many
that.
People in my life,
mm-hmm.
in our life that has blessed us. I mean, you guys, you gave us the strength to say, you know what? We just dove in. Y'all did. Y'all jumped out on faith and said, mm-hmm. this is what we're going to do. You left your management. And then Lisa decided that's what she wants to do. And when I saw that, I'm like, I can do it.
Mm-hmm.
I can do it. Everybody has their own blessing. You have to accept the one that is given to you.
Mm-hmm.
And I couldn't take your blessing because your blessing was made for you.
Wow.
And David. And what y'all do is fabulous. And Lisa's blessing was for her and her family. And God said, you know what? If you just give me a little bit, I will bless you a lot. And so with Solo Productions, it's a photo booth. We're a photo booth company, and we rent photo booths throughout Louisiana. But we also have Solo, which is our nonprofit organization that we're starting. And Solo stands for Showing Ones Love and Life's Opportunities.
Wow.
Oh, girl.
That's the acronym. Oh, that's good.
Yeah.
You have gotten deep, girl.
Yes.
Look girl, at you. You all signed up.
See that? I'm polished a little
pretty.
Bit.
Wait
you
a minute.
Put some turtle wax on me.
Turtle wax. You're wrong for that.
Y'all, I got to get a break. It's Real Women, Real Talk Friday. It's Good Friday. It's also 8:30, everybody. We got to get a break here, but we're back right after this. Na 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 na. Uh.
The smell of your skin lingers on me now. You're probably on your flight back to your hometown. I need some shelter of my own protection, baby. Be with myself in center. Clarity, peace, serenity. I must go alone. I must take the baby steps till I'm full grown. Full grown. Fairy tales don't always have a happy ending, do they? And I foresee the dark ahead if I stay.
Listening to On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas,
the biggest show, and
the official OPT Network. Our goal is to encourage, uplift, and enlighten you, one conversation at a time.
While buying a home is one of the biggest decisions you'll ever make, selecting the right mortgage loan can be just as important. Your lifestyle, your budget, your comfort level. These are the types of personal factors that will help the mortgage team at Southern Heritage Bank target your best solution. Call Johnny Snow and his team of mortgage loan specialists today. Southern Heritage Bank, offering the expert guidance and choices you need. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Southern Heritage Bank is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Whether you're traveling north or south on Highway 71, Davis One Stop is centrally located in the heart of Cheneyville. Davis One Stop offers a full-service grocery store with fresh meats and a local butcher for the absolute finest cuts. And if that's not enough, for your convenience, there's a cafe and a gift shop where the service is great, the people are friendly, and the store is always clean. Davis One Stop. Everything you need, every time you shop.
Davis One Stop is a proud underwriting sponsor of the official OPT Network.
The City of Monroe presents Delta Fest 2014, starring Heads of State. Bobby Brown, Johnny Gill, and Ralph Tresvant. Heads of State. Friday, April 25th, 7:30 p.m. at the Monroe Civic Center Arena. My. With your host performing live.
MC Lights on the microphone.
Delta Fest 2014. Don't miss it.
The City of Monroe is a proud sponsor of KAYT, 88.1 Alexandria, 92.5 Shreveport, and 98.9 Monroe.
Do you need help developing your business? The City of Alexandria and the Ministers of Economic Development, in collaboration with the Louisiana Department of Economic Development, want to assist you with resources to help you grow your business. The Small and Emerging Business Development Program was designed to help provide managerial and technical assistance for small businesses in Louisiana. Certified small and emerging businesses qualify for help with entrepreneurial training, accounting, bid preparation and pricing, business plan preparation, finance, human resources, inventory management, industry-specific training, legal services, marketing, project management, and other areas of technical and managerial assistance. The certification process is simple and can be done online. For certification and program information, visit the Small Business section of OpportunityLouisiana.com. And for additional information on the Small and Emerging Business Development Program in this area, call 318-442-3593 or 318-561-2299.
You're listening to On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas.
The Bigger Show and
the official OPT Network. Our goal is to encourage, uplift, and enlighten you one conversation at a time.
Part of the minimally invasive image-guided specialist healthcare vision is to make sure our patients receive the best service possible. MIGS doctors are dedicated to performing interventional radiology procedures, concentrating on a patient-centered service that focuses on performing procedures in the shortest amount of time possible. Interventional radiology is a selection of advanced techniques that use imaging equipment to treat a variety of illnesses. Interventional radiologists are physicians who specialize in these minimally invasive, targeted treatments. Minimally invasive image-guided specialist, MIGS, is at 3704 North Boulevard, Alexandria. Call 318-445-9700.
MIGS is another proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
I'm worried about Tim.
What's wrong?
He's out of work, we don't have health insurance, and he needs to go to the doctor, but it costs too much.
Christus Cabrini Hospital opened the Incarnate Word Community Clinic just across the street from the hospital.
Really?
Yeah, it has a primary care and a specialty clinic, too. Mary went and got great care. She doesn't have insurance either.
I'm calling right now.
Incarnate Word Community Clinic on Masonic Drive. Uninsured patients and those covered by Medicaid or Medicare welcome. Call 448-6800 for an appointment.
Cabrini Hospital is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Sylvia's Caring Companion serves 15 parishes throughout Central and South Louisiana, providing the best direct care 24 hours per day, 7 days per week, to individuals who are physically, mentally, and functionally impaired. Our services include eating, bathing, dressing, grooming, transferring, walking, and all of your other activities of daily living. Sylvia's Caring Companions promotes the highest quality of life possible, whether it's in the client's home or in a community environment. Sylvia's Caring Companions. People care by caring people.
Sylvia's is owned by CEO Darlene St. Romain. For more information, phone 318-346-2540.
Sylvia's is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
I have a name. It's not occupant.
Or 38.
Nine? I'm a person, not a number.
And sometimes
I need to talk to someone who's listening to me.
There are 24 hours in my day. I want a company
to be there when I need them. At State Farm, we get to know you and know how you want to be treated. Like a real person with real concerns.
Finally. My kind of insurance company.
Your on-point Good Neighbor State Farm agent in Alexandria is Rosa Fields, 318-487-1881 or 4304 South MacArthur Drive. Your on-point Good Neighbor State Farm agent in Avoyelles Parish is Kyle Wolf, 318-346-6695 or 1109 Shirley Road in Bunkie. Wood Forest Bank is a community bank built upon the needs of the customers they serve. Wood Forest Bank is committed to earning customer loyalty by offering the highest level of customer service, as well as competitive products and services by employees who are fair, responsive, and professional. Wood Forest Bank, another proud underwriting sponsor for On Point Talk, the official OPT network.
Welcome back, everybody. It's Good Friday. It's also Real Women, Real Talk right here on the official OPT Network. We want to thank Southern Heritage Bank, Magnolia State Mortgage, Walker Automotive Group. When others won't, Walker will. Serving Central Louisiana since 1919. Also Davis One Stop, Sylvia's Caring Companions Healthcare Services, People Care by Caring People, Darlene St. Romain and her team. And don't forget about St. Francis Cabrini's new clinic. It's called Incarnate Word Community Clinic, located at 3351 Masonic Drive here in Alexandria. You can phone or walk in. It is absolutely free. 318-448-6800. Real Women, Real Talk this morning. We're joined by Lisa Campo and Lamia Peterson. We're talking about shifting. We're talking about transitions. But we're talking really all the time about truth and where you find yourself on that journey. And, you know, before we went to break, we were talking about being in transition. And when you get into transition, sometimes, unfortunately, and maybe even fortunately, some things have to drop off. You know how, like, when we watch the spaceship, when it takes off and it launches, and we're watching it go up and up and up, but before it can climb to its highest heights and ascend, those rocket boosters have to drop off.
Yes.
And sometimes we have to drop some things off.
Right.
And you had to do that.
And I did. I had to do that, you know. And let me say this. And I know people are going to say, what did she just say? So I'm going to use my filter in a very good way.
Do we need to hold your hand for this?
No, you don't have to hold my hand, because it took me some time to realize this. While I was working and doing all these things and working all these hours, I was a lousy parent.
Now that's some real truth.
I was a lousy parent.
Mm-hmm.
And I know people look at that and they'll be like, oh my God, how can she say that? This, that. I was a lousy parent. You know why? Because I was making that money and I was providing it.
Mm-hmm.
And I was doing everything I could to make sure my kids had the best and the best of anything.
Right.
And they didn't have to work for anything. But the person they was missing was me.
Listen, I can raise my hand to that, because when I was in retail, I think I was probably pretty lousy as well. In fact, sometimes at the end of the evening, I would be so incredibly tired from trying to manage, which I was probably a lousy manager too, trying to manage people, manage everything that the job needed from me, that when I went home at night, I had really nothing to give to my husband, uh-huh. Nothing to give to my son. And this is what I'd say: did y'all eat something? Okay, good. Y'all good? And I'd say to Deuce, you got your homework done? Pop, you good? Yeah, you good. And then
everybody
I looked up, everybody good. Look,
bed.
And listen, I would be so tired at the end of a night in retail, when you're supposed to finish at 9, but you really might not finish until 9:30, 10. And then one night, the alarm goes off in the store, and the manager calls me, and I'm headed home, and I got to go back in the store. I'm like, well, hell, call the police. What'd you call me for? But, you know, I got to go back in, because it's my responsibility to make sure. There were nights where I was so tired, too tired to even chew to eat.
Yes. Right. We wonder for the food because everybody hungry. That's right.
And then not to mention, and this is how you can get so caught up. My life was so insane. My husband was drug and alcohol addicted. So not only do I have to wonder about, is the food cooked? What's the boy doing? Did he get his stuff done? But I got to worry about
where the food was.
Where the food was. Not the food. The F-O-O-L. We can laugh about it now, but let me tell you something. I went to work a many a day with my makeup on, Lisa Campo, like we talk about. Because, see, this is what my mom taught. You don't go out and show anybody the problem.
That's right.
And when people really got to the fact that, dang, you were going through this, your husband was on dope, we had no idea. Because I never missed a beat. I never missed a day. I never missed fixing myself up, putting that face on, but was miserable on the inside. And when you've got so much untruth going on and you are lying and you are faking, and I have used that word more times in the last week than I care to use it, but it's just real. You're faking. Mm-hmm. It's about peeling away those layers and saying, this is who I was. I'm not this now, but this is who I was, and I am recovering. I am trying to be a better mom.
That's my word. Right. And, you know, transition. I have to say, I'm not going to sit over here all quiet about this either. I know that during these challenging seasons of my career, I was a lousy mom. I was a lousy wife. I was doing, like the two of you, the very best that I could with the little I had left over to give, because it was so important to provide those pennies on the table mm-hmm. to make sure mm-hmm. we did not go without, do without, miss a beat. Your clarity.
And then
gone.
You didn't want anybody to think that your kids, you know, were any, yeah. right, were, yeah. were any less than anybody else's
and
kids.
And I've received a text on my phone. I have to say, Tree Tree's comment for the day is, sometimes you just have to put your big girl panties on.
Huh.
And girls, we have strapped those panties on numerous times. And, you know, we've talked
I
about
mine on with tape.
Tape.
Right
it's a duck of tape. We got the duck of tape.
But you know what? We gotta put our big girl panties on. But you know what I've learned? You can put them on, but you can still be fake.
You yes.
Oh hell yeah!
And let me tell you something. I got sick and tired of being sick and tired. Even how I talked about playing church, I got tired of being a fraud.
Yes.
I mean, I got tired of identity theft.
Yes, yeah. And you know, that's it's I just funny got you tired of that. It. I've had people say, well, you go to church, but you still act this way. Yeah, I'm going to church because I'm in transition. But the thing is, my pastor know what I do. I'm not hiding it from nobody. I'm still
And guess what?
Me.
Your pastor ain't going to save your soul.
What they say, and thank you. God knows what I'm doing. But my pastor, he tells me, he doesn't judge. He just, Lamia, I'm going to pray for you and whatever you're going through
mm-hmm.
and leave it at that. That he didn't judge me and say, you can't come to church or you shouldn't be doing that and put my business on the pulpit. That's not how it works. So therefore, I humbled myself and said, you know what? I can't worry about everything else that other people have to say.
Mm-hmm.
I have to love me.
Right.
And love those around me and share love, because love is being shared to me
mm-hmm.
by the ones that matter.
Mm-hmm.
The ones that don't matter, David, you're just going to bust out in a song in the middle of the show.
Do you see us talking over here? Can you hear us talking? Look, he's like, huh? You know, and what I think is important is for us to think about, and if there's somebody listening that this may mean something to them, I keep thinking, my brain is thinking this now. I want y'all to stop and think. Carlette, you stepped away from retail when?
7 years ago.
You cracked that seal mm-hmm. and this butterfly began to just develop and grow and soar. And look where you are now. You stepped away.
But it took probably it took such a blind faith. And let me just be clear, because I'm not saying to anybody to leave your job.
No, that's not.
But what I am saying is this, is that you have to hear from God and you have to know that you know that you know. When I stepped away from my job, I can remember the day that I went home and I told DC, I'm just like you, Lisa. I had my pennies counted up. I knew exactly what I was making every week. Huh? I knew what I was making every week, and I said, DC, I think it's time. And he said, Mother, if that's how you feel, then let's just do it. But make no mistake about it, because people are going to say, well, but you had a husband. But no, we didn't have all of these means. We didn't have a huge bank account. We were raking and scraping like everybody else.
And so it did make it a little easier, because we scraping and pinching and saving and claiming and finding and fixing and just short of stealing. I'm just saying, we never stole anything. I'm just saying. However,
hold up now.
Shut up. It does. Use your filter. It does. It did bless us having our husband.
Absolutely.
Did bless us with the strength of a soul going, absolutely, you go, baby, I believe in you and you can do this.
Mm-hmm.
And it did give us the financial backing to do a little, mm-hmm, because it takes both of those incomes to pay those bills. So we're going, well, we only got half an income now, so I hope God's going to show us how to find some,
absolutely,
more.
And for us, we didn't have that, because shortly after, DC left his job. So we were all about in the water. We were on the water.
It is a leap of faith.
And we were having to really walk.
And look, breaking news on Monday, it's going to say, breaking news, women walking out on their jobs all day today. Nobody goes to work on Monday with their job.
And nobody's going to do that.
Listen to your soul. You know if you're where you're supposed to be, and you know if you are where you are not supposed to be.
Mm-hmm.
That's true.
So it's just take that leap of faith. It's not about leaving your job. It's about doing what you were supposed to do.
Mm-hmm.
What did God intend for you to do is the question I have screamed at my husband in the ceiling of my home. What did God intend for me to do, mm-hmm, and be? Why does he give me these gifts?
Mm-hmm.
And the thing is, a lot of times, we're not listening.
He's telling us.
And let me tell you something. We met Coach Felicia this week, and I just had that aha moment that Oprah talks about all the time. And I was saying, you know, because I know some people with some life coaches, and I was saying, what is it with people and these, everybody has a coach or needs a coach or is getting a coach? And it just dawned on me that the gifts and talents that many of us have, they're so scattered. Like, you hear about people that can do so many great things, but they can't put one thing together to make that profitable for themselves. Mm-hmm. And she said something to this effect. She said, I don't have a stake in that person's life. I just see what they have, and I am able to put that together. And then I started thinking about how we love, love, love sports. Well, what would a football team be without a coach?
That's right.
What would any team be without a coach? Somebody's got to help you to draw it up. Somebody's got to help you to excavate those gifts and talents that lie within you. And everybody doesn't need a coach, but then there are those people that just need a coach.
I know, and my coach is my therapist. She lines things out
for
me.
My poor therapist, she retired, and I was kind of starting to wonder if I just drove her right over the edge, but, you know.
We're going to go find her. No, I'm just
kidding. No. And I had a therapist for a long time, but now I'm finding that I have learned how to kind of self-therapy, I guess, uh-huh, with my prayer. I'm doing, mm-hmm, my Bible study groups, mm-hmm, and my different women that I've reached out to. And self-medication, is it feels really good.
Absolutely. Y'all, let's do this. Let's get a break here. But when we come back, we're going to switch gears, and we're going to talk about an incredible article that I read that I believe is going to empower each and every one of us. We've talked about it a little bit, but this goes a little bit deeper, and it talks about how to say no in business and in your personal life. Stay on point, everybody. It's Real Women, Real Talk Friday. It's also Good Friday. We're going to get a break, but we're back right after this.
I thought I saw a man brought to life. He was warm, he came around like he was dignified. Show me what it was to cry. Well, you couldn't be that man I adore. You don't seem to know, you seem to care what your heart is for. Well, I don't know him anymore. There's nothing where he used to lie. The conversation has run dry. That's what's going on. Nothing's fine, I'm torn. This is how I feel. I'm cold.
City of Alexandria is partnering with GATA and dozens of local arts organizations and coming back strong with the event that everyone in town and out of town was talking about last year. This is the second annual Alec River Fest, and you just gotta love it. Admission is free, so bring the whole family. It all starts Thursday evening, May 8th on 3rd Street with dinner on the bricks. Listen to some live jazz while sampling a variety of Senlaw's finest foods. Then on Friday at 4, Art Walk takes over our downtown streets for two full days with artists, vendors, and performers showcasing their talent. The party moves over the levee to the amphitheater Friday night with live music starting at 7. All day Saturday, you'll see the 4th annual Louisiana Dragon Boat Races on the river while downtown keeps rocking with a full lineup of festivities, culminating with another awesome concert starting at 8:45. Get set for the Fest, May 8th, 9th, and 10th downtown. Visit Facebook.com/AlecRiverFet for more.
The Alexandria Riverfet, another proud sponsor of the official OPT network.
HicksonHasIt.com. HicksonHasIt.com. Click on to shop hundreds of new and smart buy pre-owned vehicles. HicksonHasIt.com has Toyotas, BMWs, Mazdas, Fords, Lincolns, plus every make and model to choose. Click on HicksonHasIt.com 24/7, 365 days a year. New and smart buy specials updated daily. HicksonHasIt.com. Everything you want. HicksonHasIt.
Hickson Automotive Group is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
It's different from the start at the Credit Union with a heart. The heart of Louisiana.